Thank you for bringing your project to us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. So with that, we will move on to number 10. We're moving on to number 10. Community contract vendor quality updates. And this is going to be Diane Krager.
Good morning. My name is Diane Krager. I'm Quality Assurance Manager with the Department of Health and Human Services, and I am reporting for Lolita Williams. She is the VHS Compliance Director, and I'll be reporting both on Broadstep Bellwood and Matt Talbot. So starting with Broadstep Bellwood, this is just for informational purposes. There was a formal notice sent to the agency on April 17th, 2024, suspending all client referrals until further notice. This is specific to the community-based residential facility, the CVRF. There was action taken due to concerns regarding deficiencies in standards and quality of care at the CVRF. The severity of the environmental concerns led to reports being sent to the state of Wisconsin, as well as to the city of Milwaukee Health Department. Several unannounced visits have occurred, additional follow-up had been had, and now there's weekly meetings that Linda Osius has with the agency. She's the chief compliance officer, working with the agency on the compliance issues to assist them. I will pause. This has to do with Broadstep Bellwood and the suspension from new referrals. Okay. If there's any questions.
So are they still on suspension?
Yes.
Is Inc.? They are still on suspension. Things have not been rectified. Okay.
No. It's been an ongoing process.
Okay.
VHS administrator, go ahead.
No, that was my question, is that it's not rectified.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Jen, should I proceed?
Yes.
Okay, so, and then in relation to Matt Talbot, another one of our VHS adult agencies, this agency has had their corrective action plan approved. This corrective action plan was approved in April of 2024. It is in terms of concerns that the department had related to the agency allowing an ineligible provider to provide services at the agency. The corrective action also was related to non-compliance with DHS provider obligations and the staff roster add delete process, ensuring that the agency had a current staff roster at all times. The corrective action plan is being monitored on a regular basis. They identified measurable outcomes. They took immediate steps, including ensuring that all of their staff reviewed all department policies specific to the process, as well as viewed our tutorial related to the background check process, the add drop process, as well as we are regularly reviewing their roster to ensure that all staff have been approved at their agency. This has not been rectified. This is an ongoing corrective action plan at the agency. And I will pause for any questions.
Any questions by the committee?
All right, thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Hearing no questions, I'm going to move on to a